Gary Moore started in the prison system in 1976. He's now the state prison's director. And Moore says in those almost 40 years, the growth in the number of inmates coming into the prison system with mental health issues has shocked him.
We take in 20,000 people a year, and over 20% of those people have a diagnosis of being mentally ill and require treatment. One out of every five.
And Moore estimates a quarter of those people, 1,000 Ohioans a year, have never been in trouble with the legal system before.
We try to run the best prison system we can. We're proud of it, but it's no place for those folks.
And Moore says the number of mentally ill prisoners is rising. That's why the state says it's trying to help keep some of those people out of the prison system or to get them help while they're behind bars so they don't return. There's a state program that sends experts into prisons to start working with mentally ill inmates 90 days before they're released. And the state also put $1.5 million in the last budget to link up county jails and the local alcohol, drug addiction, and mental health boards to help connect people with treatment before they're freed. And there are programs that seek to train law enforcement officers, lawyers, and others on how to deal with mentally ill people in trouble. At the statewide conference for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, stakeholders at all levels saw demonstrations of mental health training in action in a series of performances on small stages meant to look like a courtroom, a jail cell, and the site of an arrest. The first scene featured actors performing a sketch that included someone who had not had mental health training.
Step back. Take a seat.
And the second scene showed the change when someone had been taught crisis intervention techniques.
Oh, she's safe. Abby, go back to the room.
She's safe. Abby's safe.
The organizers of the conference say those scenarios are based on real cases. Dodie Melvin of NAMI of Knox, Licking County, has been involved in advocacy for mentally ill people for years and said the performances were helpful to her.
These people have behaviors that we may not understand, but they're people. And they are due our respect. We should treat them with dignity as we would with any other illness.
Former Ohio Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Stratton has been working on mental illness issues ever since she left the bench. She says with 180 specialized dockets, such as drug, mental health, and veterans courts around the state, Ohio is doing better than many other states. And she says one recent action has really helped.
Most of these people had no health coverage and no mental health coverage until we got Medicaid expansion. And I don't care what the legislature and what Republicans, and I'm a Republican, say about it. It's the best thing that's ever happened to us in terms of treating mental illness in the state.
And Prisons Director Gary Moore says the other thing that will help is funding in the budget for alternative sentencing and community-based programs outside prisons.
Whether it's residential or non-residential, whether it's mental health or other behavioral health programs, community-based programs are twice as effective as prison programs, even if it's the exact same program just delivered in a community setting, twice as effective at one-third the cost.
Moore says the problem of mental illness in prisons has to be dealt with now, especially because of the huge numbers of women in the prison system. He says 40 years ago, there were 291 women behind bars in Ohio. Now there are 4,200. And he says they are less violent than male inmates, but have higher rates of addiction and higher levels of mental illness. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.